Penguin Random House Audio presents Queen of Fire by Anthony Ryan. Read for you by Stephen Brand. Part 1. The raven knows no rest, his shadow ceaseless upon the earth. Shorter poem, author unknown. Vernier's account. He was waiting on the wharf when I arrived with my prisoner in tow, standing tall as always, angular features turned towards the horizon, his cloak wrapped tight against the seaward chill. My initial puzzlement at finding him here faded as I caught sight of the ship leaving the harbour, a narrow-hulled vessel of Maldinian design, sent to the northern reaches with an important passenger, one I knew he would miss greatly. He turned to regard my approach, a tight, wary smile on his lips, and I realized he had lingered to witness my own departure. Our interaction since the relief of Altor had been brief, somewhat terse in truth, distracted as he was by the ceaseless tumult of war and whatever malady had plagued him in the aftermath of his already legendary charge. The fatigue that turned his once strong features into a sagging mask of red-eyed lethargy and his strident, if coarse, voice into a droning rasp. It had faded now, I could see. Recent battle seemed to have restored him somehow, making me wonder if he found some form of sustenance in blood and horror. "My lord?" He greeted me with a sketch of a formal bow, then nodded at my prisoner. "My lady?" Fornella returned the nod but gave no response, regarding him without expression as the salt-tinged wind tossed her hair, a single streak of grey visible amidst the reddish-brown tumult. "I have already received ample instruction," I began, but Alsona waved.